We are just as a very brief introduction, we're going to be doing today Sif Vav, Zayin, Ches, and hopefully Tesen Yud as well. But Vav, Zayin, and Ches require a slight introduction. And I mentioned it last week, I'll just mention it very quickly again, and that is that there are two main components to Hadlakas Neros. There is the actual mitzvah of lighting. We can call that, if we wanted to, like a Chovas HaGavra. Person needs to light candles. That's number one. That is generally done by the woman of the house. By doing that, she's motzi her husband, and her husband doesn't need to be there. He might not even need to be in the same time zone, we said, according to the Chut Shani. There's a mitzvah to light. In addition to that, rooms that you're going to be using over Shabbos require light, because without light, we have a concern of shalom bayis. And as we said, shalom bayis, we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah today, shalom bayis doesn't necessarily mean the husband and wife getting along. It means to have a happy Shabbos experience. And you can't have a happy Shabbos experience when you're tripping and falling over things in the dark. Both of those elements of the chiyuv, the actual chiyuv to light and the need for each room to be illuminated, both of those can, theoretically, trigger a bracha. If, and we'll talk about it in a minute, if you're in a situation where you only need to cover one of those aspects, either the actual chiyuv to light or the fact that the room needs light, you theoretically could make a bracha. In your own home, that's not the case. For instance, let's say the husband and wife have different rooms. Let's say they sleep in different rooms for whatever reason. So the wife lights on the Shabbos table, and she makes a bracha. She's motzi her husband in the ikar chiyuv of lighting. Now the husband needs to make sure that he has light in his room, because he's going to trip and fall when he comes at night. He tries to get into his pajamas, and he's going to trip and fall and break his nose. So he needs to have a little bit of light in the room. Now, that room, because it's one of the rooms in the house, it's covered by his wife's bracha. So he has to light some type of light, candle, in that room. He's not going to make a bracha, because it's in his wife's home. His wife's bracha is chal on all the rooms in the house. Even though it's not exactly the same area of halacha, is bedikas chametz. When we make the bracha on the bedikas chametz in the living room, it covers all the rooms. We're all going to then go light and check for chametz in all the rooms, but the bracha is chal in all the rooms in the house. So we will discuss immediately, we're going to discuss some cases now, and we're going to try to apply the principles that we've seen. So let's begin with Sif Vav. We are in Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Gimel, Siman Reish Samach Gimel, and we are up to Sif Vav. So let's take a look. Is everybody with me? You have the place? Jonathan, you have the place? Okay, good. Shabsi, you got it? Excellent. Okay, so let's get started. Bachurim Naholchim Lilmod Chutz LeBeisam. Bachurim that are out of their house learning. They leave their home to go learn. Tzrichim Lahadlik Ner Shabbos Bechedrim Lavarichalav. They have a chiyuv to light the Shabbos candles in the room that they're sleeping in. Aval, however, someone, Mishu, who ate Talishto, but someone who's with his wife, ain't Sarach Lahadlik Bechedro Lavarichalav. He doesn't need to light in his room and make a bracha, because his wife has already made the bracha for him. So let's analyze this halacha. What did we just learn here? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that bachrim, in this context, does not mean unmarried men. It means males. It actually is referring to married males. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's pashut from the situation, from the context, because in the beginning of Sif Vav that we just read, he talks about a man who's away from his home. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, but if he's with his wife, so the whole thing is talking about a married man, but we're talking about a married man away from home and a married man who's at home. So let's look at the case again. So again, Sifuf, the married man who leaves his house to go learn, he goes to his Rebbe or he goes to Yeshiva and he's away from home. So he needs to light a candle in the room that he's sleeping in and make a bracha on it. So this is our case where there's going to be a chi of bracha even when you're only lighting candles because of the second element, meaning that the room needs light. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. Bachrim, hainu, sheish lehem noshim, el shaholchim chutz lebeisam. They're married, but they just happen to be out of their house. Af sheishto madlekas bebeis. So even though his wife is lighting for him, and she's really motzi him in his ikar chiyav bracha, and his ikar lighting, because she made the bracha. She lit, she made the bracha, it's motzi him. Still, eino niftar mebirchas ishto, why? He's not yotze with his wife's bracha. Kevan sheishto cheder miyuchad b'makom shemit areach sham. Because he has his own room where he's staying. And therefore, he's away from home. And he's staying in a room, in a hotel room. He's staying some area. He's going to need to make a bracha in the room that he's staying in. Even though his wife theoretically can be motzi him. But since he's in a room that doesn't have light, he needs to light a candle there. Why? Not because of the ikar chi of hadlaka. His wife was already motzi him in that. Why? Because the room that he's in doesn't have light. And he needs to light in order so that the room that he's in has light. And says the Mishnah Berurah in Chavtes that this is even if it's a room that he's only sleeping in, he's not even eating there. He's eating someplace else. But the room that he's in requires a bracha, continues the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed, to hadlakas ne'er chova mishum shalom bayis. What does that mean? Shlo yikashal be'etz o be'evan, that he shouldn't trip or fall. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, explaining the Shulchan Aruch, the married man needs to make a bracha in his hotel room. He needs to make a bracha in the room that he's sleeping in, not because of the ikar chiyav. The ikar chiyav, his wife was motzi him in, but because he's in a room that doesn't have light. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds one more important fact. Sarach lios haneros arukim shiyadiku ad sheyavo lebeisam b'layla. He has to put enough oil in the candles. They have to be long enough so that when he gets back to his room, his hotel room, they'll still be burning. B'lav hachi yavi bracha levatala. If not, it's a bracha levatala. Needs to get some type of benefit from that light in his hotel room. Okay, so this is Sif Vav. And here we see a real case of the principle that we said earlier. There's an inyan. One inyan is that we need to light candles. That's a chiyav on the gavra. I have an obligation to light candles. My wife can be motzi that, me and that. That would be chal on all the rooms in my house as well. But if I'm outside of my house and I'm in a room that's dark, I need to light candles, not because I have a chiyav. I was already yotzei my chiyav. But I'm not allowed to be in a room that doesn't have light. I need to have light in the room in order to make sure that I have shalom bayis over Shabbos. And I can even make a bracha only on that second component, as you see explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch here, Sif Vav. Now, does this apply modern day cases when someone goes to a hotel? Married man has a conference. He goes to a hotel, stays in the hotel room by himself. Now, if he's in the hotel room by himself and he's eating there, for sure he has to make a bracha. He has to light candles and make a bracha. He's eating there, he's sleeping there, even if his wife lit for him. You see, if he goes to a family for Shabbos and he's sleeping, let's get a strange case, he's sleeping in their living room. You know, they pull out a bed from the couch and he's sleeping in the living room. So the family that he's staying by, they're lighting candles. So in terms of the place where he's in, there's going to be light in the living room. And in terms of his chiyuv to light, his wife lit for him. So that's it. He doesn't have to light candles. I sometimes travel to the United States for yeshiva business, stay by my parents for Shabbos. So my wife lights, different time zone, but my wife lights. And I'm in by my parents' house. So there's already lights lit. So I'm not staying in a dark area. My wife was motzi me in the ikar chiyuv. I don't have to light candles when I'm away from home. But if I would go to a hotel room, and let's say I'm eating with the conference in the conference center, I bring my packed lunch. So I'm not eating in my hotel room, but I come back to sleep and my room is pitch black. I have to light candles there with a bracha. Okay. Now, does this apply nowadays? Not necessarily. Why? Because you only need to light candles in the room that you're sleeping in if there's no other light in the room. Nowadays, in many hotels, you'll have light that comes in, let's say, from the window. You know, there's street lights outside, and there's light that comes in. It's not so common in hotels, but It could be that if you have a hotel, I've never seen a hotel like this, but if you have windows that open into the hallway and there's light that comes in from the hallway, you also wouldn't need to light. But if you're in a pitch black hotel room, which the truth is most hotels, you know, they have that very thick, curtain that really blocks out all the light, and there's very little light. So it's true that there is a little entrance room that, or a bathroom that has light coming in. But l'chore, you're the one lighting those candles, those lights for Shabbos. That's why you light them. And we saw you can already make a bracha on electric lights. So it could be that when you turn on those lights, you should be turning them on l'shem Shabbos, the light in the hallway area or in the bathroom area, light it l'shem Shabbos and make a bracha. I was discussing with the Rav of my shul here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Let's say a person doesn't want light. I'm not going to trip. It's a hotel room. There's no rocks or branches on the floor. There's just a carpet and a bed. And I basically know where everything is. I'm exhausted. I just want to come in, and I'm very sensitive. I can't sleep unless it's pitch, pitch black. So I'm not sure. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that you don't have that option. He wasn't so sure. He thought maybe it was okay. But it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah here that you need to have light. That's part of the dinim of Shalom Bayis, is that you have to have light in the room that you're sleeping. Okay, that's Sif Vav. Let's move on to Sif Zayin. Oreach. So yes, a street light is enough. And if there's street lights coming in already, so then you don't have a chiyuv to light. If you light, I would tell you not to make a bracha. That's my experience with most hotels, like these like Holiday Inns, is that there's light that comes from the outside, from the street lights, or you're not staying in the middle of the woods. Nowadays, there's electric lights. So there's already light that comes into the room. So I would say that you should light, you should put a lamp on, but I wouldn't make a bracha on it. Okay, Sif Zayin. Oreach she'en lo cheder miyuchad, v'gam ein malikin alav bebeiso, sarech lishtateif bepruta. Let's say we're now talking about you are a guest. You could be a married man. You could be a single man. You're staying at someone's house, and they didn't give you your own room. What if they gave you your own room? So that was Sif Vav. If you're away from home, you have your own room, you need to light in that room. Let's say you go someplace and they don't give you your own room. That's what I was talking about. Like they put you in the living room. They put you in like the study. And they tell all the kids, don't go in there at night because someone's sleeping there. But during the day, the kids are all coming in and they're getting their board games and their library books. So it's not a cheder miyuchad for you. The Bala Bayis is using the room. So you can't light in there. Why not? Because you don't need to light in there. Let's say you're a single guy. So you don't have a wife, because that's what he says, v'gam ein manlikin alav bebeiso. So either your wife is not lighting for whatever reason, or you don't have a wife. So again, let's see the case. You're an oreach who does not have his own cheder in the place where he's staying, and no one's lighting for you at home. You don't have a wife. You're not married. So you're not being yotze your ikar chiyuv because no one's lighting for you. You can't light in the room because you're not chayev to light in that room. That room is part of someone's house, and they're lighting in that. And they're lighting in their house. They're already motzi all the rooms. So you can't light there. And anyway, it's not your own room. People are coming in and out. So your only option is sarech l'shtatef bepruta. You need to be mishtatef bepruta. Meaning, you need to give a little bit of money to the Bala Bayis in order so that you're included in his lighting. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis says what we just said. If you do have your own room, so then you need to light there and make a bracha, because you have your own room, and that room that you're in needs light. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel has a very, very important point, and this is the question of Somech al Shulchano. What if you're staying at somebody's house, but you're also eating with them? You're staying at someone's house, but you're also eating with them. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a status called Somech al Shulchano, which means I'm included with the family. Even though I'm not an actual family member, if I'm eating by the family for the meal, I am considered like a member of the family for Shabbos. We're talking about the Friday night meal because that's the Iker Chiyuv of Hadlakas Neiros. Hadlakas Neiros is Iker primarily for the Friday night meal. So if for the Friday night meal you're eating at someone's house, this is a debate in the Achronim, but the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa is very strong on this. He takes a very strong position. Whenever you're eating at someone's house, it's considered that you're part of the family for that meal, and for that Shabbos, and you're yotze with the family that you're eating by. So if you're a single guy and you're eating by a family Friday night, you're sleeping in a family and you're eating there, you're included with the family. You don't have to light. You don't have to be mishtatef bepruta. You're included with the balas habayis's lighting. You're included with her. Okay, so this was Sif Zion. One more Sif. Go ahead, Simcha.
Right?
What was that?
If you're like, I think for Hanukkah candles, we don't say that. If you're a guest at, say, at someone's house.
Correct.
You're supposed to.
That's correct. So that's the debate. Is do we completely, there's definitely some equation between Hadlakas Shabbos and Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. The question is, do we carry over this definition as well of Somech al Shulchano? Those who argue with the Shmir Shabbos say exactly like you just said. But the Shmir Shabbos, in the footnotes, he brings distinctions between Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles, and this is his argument, that if you're eating by somebody Friday night, you are included with their lighting. Okay, we have one more sif. I know this is a little bit tedious, some of these halachas here. We're going to do one more sif, and then it will hopefully have all the background information we need in order to analyze some very interesting practical cases. Let's just do one more sif, and this is sif ches. Shnayim o shlosha ba'alei batim ochlim b'makom echad. If you have two or three families that are eating together in the same room, now what happens? Yesh Omrim, we had already mentioned it, referenced this Shulchan Aruch earlier. Yesh Omrim Shekol Echad Mevarech Al Menorah Shelo. Some say everyone makes their own bracha on their own candles. Right? Each family is going to light their own candles. V'yesh Megamgein B'davar. And some are not so okay with this. V'nochol Nizar B'Safek Brachos V'lo Levarech El Echad. Amazing. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have three families. They're all in the same room together. Right? This is like the case in camp. You have a big chadar ochel in camp, and all these families are eating in the same room. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot make a bracha on that lighting. If you're the first person to light, you know, you can run and like elbow everyone out of the way and get there first. Then you can make the bracha. But once there's already candles lit with a bracha, you cannot make a bracha in the room because because there's already light there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the machlokas here? How come the Shulchan Aruch first brings an opinion that says you can light with a bracha and then says you can't? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Hey, to call Masha mitosef ora, any additional light that you add increases the shalom bias and increases the simcha and increases the benefiting from the light. But not everybody agrees. As the Shulchan Aruch says, nochol mizaher, not to make a bracha. Comes along the Ramah, aval anu ein noagin kain, we don't hold this way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, rather we hold like the first opinion, we hold you can make a bracha. So, we have a machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah, Sfardim Ashkenazim. The Sfardim hold that the din is that if more than one family is in a room, there can only be one bracha made. Ashkenazim hold, no, it's okay. As long as you're adding a little bit of light, you're able to make a bracha. Now, this is even when they're eating separately, right? There are three families, they bring their own food, and they're each eating separately in their own corner of the room. If it's a situation where there's one host that's hosting two other families, then there's vaiter reason not to light. What's the reason not to light if you're one of those other two families? Because you're somech al shulchano. We already saw that principle. You're eating by family number one. Family number one is already lighting. What are you lighting for? Making a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about where you have three families in the same room and they're eating separately. So if they're eating together, there's more reason not to make a bracha. Rav Rubiat in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, so he says that they're all considered one household for this Shabbos meal. But Lamaisa, as we said, our minog is that each matriarch, each mother of each family does light individually, and we hang our hat on the svara of the Mishnah Berurah, right? You don't want to start up with women and tell them that they shouldn't be lighting. Women like to light candles. So we tell the women, at least in Ashkenazic circles, you can each make your own bracha. How? We rely on this Mishnah Berurah that there's some type of tosefes or. And you might say, what are you talking about? There's no additional light. So I hear it's a question. But Lamaisa, that's what we rely upon. Okay, I want to go through right now 6 very practical cases, and we're going to answer all the cases based on the information we just learned in Vav Zayin and Ches. So let's take a look at them. We already discussed the first one. A man away on a business trip. So if he's eating in his room, that's a good question. Ariel is asking, does the wife have to have in mind that she's lighting on behalf of all the other people who are at her table? That's a very good question. I'm not sure if she has to explicitly have them in mind. But why not? Seemingly she should. Right, let me look into it. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Seemingly she should. Okay, let's take a look at these cases. So we already discussed a man on a business trip. His wife lights for him at home. He's away at a hotel. If the room that he's in is dark, or certainly if he's eating there, you can't eat a room. You can't. We don't hold that you can eat a Shabbos meal with a little bit of light coming in from the bathroom. That's not a Shabbos meal. A Shabbos meal is eaten with an abundance of light. It's giving kavod. It's like eating a Shabbos meal out of those like styrofoam when you order like a hamburger to go, and it comes in one of those styrofoam cases. It's not a Shabbos meal. A Shabbos meal, you sit down at the table, you have a napkin, you have a plate, you have candles. That's what a Shabbos meal is. So if you're eating in your hotel room, for sure you have to make a bracha. If you're not eating there, you're just sleeping there. If there's really no light, then you need to make a bracha because the room requires light. Okay, that is if a man's on a business trip. What about case number 2? A single man who's at an ufra for a Shabbaton. He's sleeping, let's say, with a family in the community, but he's eating the meals in the shul. What would you say? What's the din? He doesn't have a wife, so no one's lighting for him. He's not eating with a family Friday night, right? If a single guy goes and eats by a family, so he's yotze with the balas habayis, somech al shulchano. He's eating in the shul. And in the shul is all families. It's all married folk. And they all either lit in their homes or maybe they're lighting there. So what should he do? What's ideal for a single person to do who's sleeping at someone's house, but he's eating the meal in the shul for an ufruf or a Shabbaton? So the pashtus is that this would be, anyone want to take a stab at it? Pashtus says this would be explicit. This would be Sif Zion. This is an Oreach who, it says here, he doesn't have a cheder for himself. That's what it says in Sif Zion. So here we have someone sleeping in someone's house. He probably does have a room there. So he can either light in the room where he's sleeping with a bracha, right? The house where he's sleeping. Now you might say, they're not going to want me to light candles. Okay, so turn on a light. Turn on a light and make a bracha. Or he could be mishtatef bepruta with the balas habayis where he's sleeping. But he has to make sure that what? That when he gets back from the ufruf, the candles are still burning so he can get some hana from them. Or else it's a bracha levatala. So again, a single guy who's away for Shabbos seemingly needs to be yotze, either by being mishtatef bepruta or lighting in the room where he's staying. You might say, oh, but his parents are lighting for him. A young man who's out of the house is not yotze with his mother. So he needs the light. I think this is a situation a lot of people don't realize. Someone asks, why isn't it enough that the rest of the family gets enough from the candles? Well, he's trying to be, it's not a question right now of that the room that he's in needs lighting. He needs to be yotze, his ikar chiyuv of lighting candles. How is he being yotze? So, Baruch Yosef. If he's eating with the family that he's staying at, so then the balas habayis is lighting for him and being motzi him. Like Ariel said, he probably should have in mind for him. So he's being yotze, his chiv. There is a mitzvah derabanan to light Shabbos candles. Who's being motzi you? Okay. Married couple that's eating out Friday night. If a young married couple, and they're invited, the Rav of the community invites them to his house for the Friday night meal. So what's the din? Where should they light? married couple. They have a chiyuv to light, right? Where are they going to light? So here it's interesting. First of all, is there a chiyuv at all? Some people might argue that there's no chiyuv at all. Why? Well, they're eating at someone's house, which means they're somech al shulchano. So lechora, they're yotzei with the lighting of the rebbetzin, where they're eating. She lights and she's motzi them. Somech al shulchano. Now you're going to say, yeah, but when they get back home, their house is dark. They need light there. So that's true, unless there's already light there. If there's already light in the house because there's light coming in through the doors, through the windows of the house, or they left lights on before Shabbos. They didn't light the, they had lights on. They have lights on all day. So when they went out for Shabbos, they left the lights on. There's already light in the house. So it's not so pashut that they have a chiyuv to light at all because there's already light in their house. But the minug is that in this situation, the Shmir Shabbos paskins, you should light in your house. Why should you light in your house? Light in your house with a bracha. The ideal place to light is where you eat. But since the homeowner, the Balas Habayis, is going to be lighting there anyway, so now your primary obligation shifts to your home where you're sleeping. And this is what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, that if a couple is eating out Friday night, they should light at their home before they go out to eat. But, very good, Baruch Yosef, but they must light with enough oil that the lights will still be on when they get back, or else it's a bracha levatala. So you have another option, which is that the wife of the couple that's going out can light, wait until after Shkia, get a little bit of hana from the light, and then go for the meal. So that's one option. The other option, which is what I would suggest, because I don't like leaving lit candles in a house when I go away from okay, good. Yes, my father, I see, just stated that exactly. You can either get hana before you leave or get hana when you get back. I would say is light with a candle, light with an electric lamp. Have a lamp off and make a bracha on the lamp, light the lamp, and that lamp we know will certainly be still burning when you get home. Okay, married couple sleeping by their in-laws. Married couple sleeping by their in-laws. What's the din? So, very interesting. Ashkenazim should, the minog is, before we get to the minog, what should be the din? The din should be that you're probably not chayv to light at all. Why not? You're by your in-laws. You're somech al shulchanam. You're eating with them. You're yotzei your kirchiyev. The only question is the room that you're sleeping in. Is the room that you're sleeping in miyuchad for you? And if it is miyuchad for you, you need to light there. Okay, so I'll light in the room that I'm sleeping in. But there might be light already coming in from the sides, from the hallway, and then I don't have a chiyev to light at all. But the minog is, as we saw, that women light, they light on their own. If they're staying by their in-laws for Shabbos, they light in the dining room with their mother-in-law or with their mother. They put their two candles, they light there. That's the minog for Ashkenazim, based themselves on the Mishabrua that we saw. However, the Ramah, right? Excuse me, but for Sfardim, Pashtus is that you should not be lighting. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if two families are in the same place together, they don't each make a bracha. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does suggest that according to Sfardim, if you light at the same time as the Balas Habayis, so then you can make a bracha. It's only if she already lit and now you want to light, you're not adding any light, you can't make a bracha. But if you light at the same time, so he suggests that it would be okay even for Sfardim to make a bracha. Sorry, what was your question there, Baruch Yosef? Baruch Yosef, do you have a question?
About when I'm eating out Friday night, would it be better to eat, to light where I'm eating out?
So the Mishnah Brura, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes very clearly that he feels it's better to light where you're sleeping. He feels that lighting where you're eating, where there's already light. Now I know we said, the Mishnah Brura says that you're being mosif or, so you're allowed to. It's true, but we all realize that that's not the strongest of arguments. And especially since the place that you're sleeping, nobody's lighting there, the place where you're sleeping becomes now the ikker place for you to light. And therefore, that's his opinion. Not everybody agrees with that. And he says that if you're scared to leave lights on or you can't, you know, you have to travel. And if you can't do it, then you should light where you're eating. But he says the ideal thing to do is to light in your home where you're sleeping in that situation. Okay, I want to move on. Let's just do very quick two last things. One is a hotel dining room. You're at a hotel and there's a kosher hotel and everyone's eating in the dining room. So this is really a really tough situation. You know, sometimes they have everybody light in like some corner of the dining room and you're eating all the way on the other side of the dining room and you don't even see the lights and the place is all lit up. Lighting there really doesn't really do anything. Sometimes they have you light in the hallway or in the lobby. That's really pointless. Lighting in the lobby of the hotel is really pointless. I mean, you can light wherever you want, but you can't make a bracha on it because that's not really lighting Shabbos candles. So if you're lucky, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, that you're sitting near where the table is set up, where you can actually see the lights and get hanah from the light. Again, getting hanah from the light doesn't mean like, oh, thank God those lights are there, else I wouldn't be able to see my chicken. It means that you see the light, you benefit from the sight of seeing lit candles. It's beautiful, it's nice. So if you're sitting close enough, then you're very lucky. If you're not really sitting that closely, that close, so with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, the best thing to do is to go to your room, flip on a light in your hotel room, and then go straight to the dining room. You can light in the dining room to join everybody else, but have in mind the light in the room as well. Yeah, yes, I know. A lot of people light in, as Simcha pointed out, that in so many hotels you go to, they have people lighting in the lobby. It's the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, at least, is very, very against it. He just says it doesn't do anything. There's no connection between you and the lights and it's like a ceremonial thing. You know, it's like the big challah at the bar mitzvah. You know, it's like, it's nice. You walk to the hotel and there's lights there, but it really has nothing to do with the chiyuvim. We're going to get there in a second in terms of the lighting bring in Shabbos. Oh, you mean when you light in your room? Yeah, you're going to have to do it all tanai that you're not being mekabel Shabbos yet. Okay, last is yeshiva students, yeshiva bachrim in a yeshiva. So yeshiva bachrim, we already said, this is a misconception. Yeshiva bachrim are not covered by their mother's lighting. They need to light. And the minug, it's a big discussion in the Achronim, the minug is that they have one bachur light for everybody else in the chadarocha. Ikar places where you eat, they light in the chadarocha. Now, first of all, the poskim suggest that the bachur who lights should be kone the candles on behalf of everybody. Because it's like a mishtatef papruta. You know, it's one thing for my wife to be motzimi, but how is my chavrusa being motzimi? You know, what's the connection between me and my chavrusa that he's going to be motzimi in the mitzvah? So he has to be kone the candles on behalf of both of us, or at least, acquire it to, be makne it, give it over to everyone else in the yeshiva, or it has to be bought by the yeshiva on behalf of the Talmidim. That's point number one. Shlomo Zalman adds that when they light the candles need to be able to be seen by all the Talmidim during the meal, which might mean that you might have to light at a couple of different stations in the dining room in order so that you can actually see the candles when you're eating the meal. And the poskim do bring that the bachrim also have to make sure that their rooms have light. Again, like the cheshbon we've been making this whole time. If your room in your dorm room is totally dark, then you need to light there, probably even with a bracha, if there's no light in your dorm room. If there's light in your dorm room coming in through windows or things like that, or from a hallway, you know, not your light that you put on, light coming in from the hallway, yes, then you don't have to light with a bracha in that situation. Okay. That was the question of location. As you see, it's very not it's not easy. It gets a little bit complicated trying to figure out where the right time, where the right place and right location for lighting is. Let's just go a little bit weiter as we really push towards the end of Reish Samach Gimel. Tes hamadlik bezavis habayis veochlim bechatzer. Someone lights in their house, and then they go outside and they eat on their mirpeset. They eat in their backyard. If the candles are not long enough that they burn into the night, it's a bracha levatala, meaning for when you get back into the house. Again, it's not just the act of lighting. Lighting your candles and then going outside and eating in your hallway, in your backyard, and staying out there way into the night and coming back in and the candles are out already, so that's a very big problem. You need to light candles in the location where you're eating. And the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Tes says that this whole sif is a b'diavad situation. You know, this. What does it say in the sif that we just read? If you light in your house and you go outside to the backyard, make sure there's enough oil that when you get back, they're still lit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, but you shouldn't be doing that. You should be lighting where you're eating. If for whatever reason he has a case where, I don't know, there's bugs or something in your house, you need to leave the house. I don't know, maybe your air conditioning broke and it's so boiling hot, you got to go outside and you're already lit. So then make sure that you're able to get some type of benefit from the lights. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that if you make Shabbos early, there is a little bit of an inyan. It's not l'chadchil. You don't have to do it, but there's an inyan to have the candles continuing to light into the night. Okay, let's get to Sif Yud. As I said, I really want to move because I want to finish up the Reish Samach Gimel. Sif Yud. So this is a very famous Sif, one of the most famous Seifim in Reish Samach Gimel. And this is the machlokas between the Bahag and the Balei Tosfos about whether lighting Shabbos candles automatically accepts Shabbos or not. Does it automatically accept Shabbos for you? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lebal Halachos Gedolos, according to the Bahag, one of the late Gaonim, the Bahag, Rabbi Shimon Kayara, according to the Bahag, Kevon Shehidlik Ner Shel Shabbos, Chal Lov Shabbos V'Nasar B'Malacha. That's it. If you light candles, lighting candles is a Kabbalah Shabbos. It's Kabbalah Shabbos. You're Mekabel Shabbos by lighting candles. That's the view of the Bahag. And therefore, there are some women who have a practice that after they make their bracha and light candles, right? He held like the opinion that you make the bracha first. Mashlichos lo'oretz hapsila. You put the wick down. You don't put it out. You let it burn itself out. So you don't put it out. You let it burn. Why? Because you already mekabel Shabbos. How are you going to put out a match now? So you don't light with a candle. If you light with a candle, it's going to burn for 2 hours. What are you going to do with it? So you light with a match, not with a candle. And you put the candle down. You let the candle burn itself out. Mishnah Berurah points out, if you hold like the Bahag, you also have to daven mincha before you light candles. Because once you light candles, you've accepted Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Yesh omrim she'imasna kodem she'madlika, if she makes a tanai before she lights, she'ena mekabela Shabbos ad she'omer achazen baruchu, that she does not accept Shabbos until the community accepts Shabbos. So that, it's moil, it works. Meaning even though lighting candles usually triggers Kabbalah Shabbos, if she makes a tanai, then it doesn't. V'yesh omrim she'ena moila, and there are those who argue and say that a tanai does not work. So up until now, we've discussed the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag with the options of whether a Tanai works. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yesh cholkim al bal halachos gedolos. There are those who argue on the Bahag. This is Tosos in the Rosh. V'omrim she'in kabbalah Shabbos tolei ba'adlokos haner ela b'tfilas arvis. Lighting candles is not the deciding factor of Kabbalah Shabbos. It's davening Maariv. Kevan she'amar achazen baruchu. As soon as you say baruchu, that's it. Parshin melachton. You can't do melach anymore. Uladidan, and according to us nowadays, Kevin Sheschilu Mizmor Sheli Yom HaShabbos, Havi Kebaruch Uladitu. When we say Mizmor Sheli Yom HaShabbos, that's like saying Baruch Hu, that's a Kabbalah of Shabbos. So we have a machlokas. Does lighting candles, does it trigger a Kabbalah Shabbos? The Bahag says yes, Tosfos says no. How do we paskin? So take a look at the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Vehaminog. The woman who lights candles, she accepts Shabbos when she lights candles. We hold like the Bahag regarding the woman. Unless she makes a Tanai. Even a Tanai B'Lev is good. Everyone else in the family, I think a lot of people don't know this, even kids, everyone else in the family is not bound by her Kabbalah Shabbos. The wife of the house, unless she makes a Tanai, is automatically Mekabel Shabbos by lighting candles. But everyone else in the family is not Mekabel Shabbos. Everyone else in the family can continue doing malacha. This is the psak of the Ramah. Now, according to this, Shmir Shabbos points this out. So, what does an Ashkenazi person regularly do? They first light the candles, then they make the bracha. And if you look in the Bahag says that the Kabbalah Shabbos is the bracha and the candles. So the Shmir Shabbos Kelchachsa assumes that even if you're holding like the Bahag, you have to finish the whole candles / bracha process. So if you're Ashkenazi and you light candles first and then you make a bracha, even though we said the woman is Mekabel Shabbos with lighting candles, but that's only after she's done making the bracha. And therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, first of all, that she could put out the match. She doesn't have to let it burn out. She could put out the match and then make the bracha. She can light the candles, put out the match, make the bracha, because she's only Mekabel Shabbos after the bracha is done. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa points out. And that's the psak of Ashkenaz. What is the psak of the Svardim? So the Yalkut Yosef writes that the Svardim Paskin like the second Yesh Omrim. This is not a Stam V'yesh, this is a Yesh V'yesh, because he tells you the first opinion. So it's a Yesh V'yesh and the Halacha Ki Yesh Basra. We Paskin like the second Yesh. And therefore, the Halacha is that a woman is never Mekabel Shabbos with Hablokas Neiros. Got that? According to Ashkenazim, the woman who lights is Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting. According to Svardim, she is not Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting. He adds that it's good for her to like make a Tanai once a year and just say, listen, I am explicitly like proclaiming my Svardiness and I Paskin like the Rosh in this case and I don't accept Shabbos with lighting. But that's an extra chumrah that the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avadya Yosef's son, adds in. Straight up psak for Svardim is that they're not Mekabel Shabbos with candlelighting. Only once the community makes says Baruch Hu, which obviously means that she can put out the match after she lights. That's not a problem. She can daven mincha after she lights because she's not Mekabel Shabbos. The floor husband's Mekabel Shabbos and shul. Okay, I want to just end this section with one last very interesting cheshbon. Okay, bear with me just for 3 or 4 more minutes. Just want to finish this idea. The Yalkut Yosef adds what seems to be a huge chumrah. The Yalkut Yosef writes that if a woman lights candles between plaga mincha, let's say she wants to be Mekabel Shabbos early. So she lights candles sometime between plaga mincha and half an hour before shkia. So she's lighting early, before a half hour before shkia. The Yalkut Yosef writes that that lighting is not nicker that she's lighting for Shabbos, unless she accepts Shabbos with the lighting. Think about it. Shabbos, Shkia is at 7 o'clock. She lights at 5:30, but she's Sfardi, so she's not Mekabel Shabbos with lighting. So an hour and a half goes by until the shul finally gets up to Maariv. So that's not nicker that her lighting was being done for Shabbos. It was an hour and a half ago. So says the Yalkut Yosef, if you light Shabbos candles early, what does early mean? Half hour before Shkia. So then if you're Sfardi, you automatically are Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting. Meaning the whole Shita of the Sfardim just got totally destroyed. The Shita of the Sfardim was, you're not Mekabel Shabbos with lighting. Comes the Yalkut Yosef and says, yeah, if you light on time. If you light on time, but if you light more than 30 minutes before Shkia, then you are Mekabel Shabbos with your lighting. And more than that, if you try to make a Tanai, it doesn't work. You can't make a Tanai. Which means that if you're Sfardi and you make early Shabbos, you can't make a Tanai. You're Mekabel Shabbos with lighting, the woman. It also means, and you should know that the Sfardim...
Why is it not Nika? If the minig is to light 40 minutes before Shkia...
So I was just going to tell you, excellent. The Sfardim fought with this 40-minute Yerushalayim minhag. There's a letter that I think Rav Avadya wrote to Rav Shlomo Zalman trying to get him to help stop this 40-minute before Shkia lighting because the Sfardim held it's too early. Lighting 40 minutes before Shkia, the Shulchan Aruch says you need to light Samach L'Shabbos in order so that it's nicker that you're lighting for Shabbos. 40 minutes before is not close to Shabbos. It's not nicker, you're lighting for Shabbos. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't agree, and he felt that that was okay. But he agrees that if you light earlier than that, more than 40 minutes before, he agrees that l'chadchila, you should be being mekabel Shabbos with your lighting. You should not light earlier than the 40 minutes, but make a tanai and not be mekabel Shabbos. You're right, it's after plag, and you're allowed to light candles, but you should be accepting Shabbos with those lighting candles. You shouldn't be lighting Shabbos candles an hour before Shkia, but making a tanai not to be mekabel Shabbos yet. Because then it's not nicker, your lighting is for Shabbos, even though it's after plag. I'll give you a case, I'll end with this. A question that was asked from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Is it okay for a couple, the wife will light candles an hour before Shkia, in order so that they can walk to the, take a cab to the Kotel, and daven Friday night at the Kotel. Amazing. Shlomo Zalman said they shouldn't do it. He thought that it was not appropriate. Why? Because l'chadchila, you shouldn't be lighting so much before Shabbos and not accepting Shabbos with your lighting. Because it's not nicker that you're lighting for Shabbos. Okay. It's very light outside an hour and a half before Shkia. It seems clear that the reason for lighting is for Shabbos. That's true. I hear you're saying that the fact that you're lighting is, why else would you be lighting candles at that time? But the halacha was koveya that lighting, I guess it's different when you're in a society where they lit candles more often, but that was how the halacha was koveya, that lighting too early is not nicker than it's Shabbos. Okay, I know I'm going a little bit quickly, but we're really almost done. We will, Emirat Hashem, finish Reish Samach Gimel, and I hope also Reish Samach Dal. Reish Samach Dal is very short. We will hopefully finish Reish Samach Gimel next week, because even though there are still a bunch of Se'ifim left, but a lot of them are very, very quick, and even things that we've spoken about before. So Emirat Hashem, I will send out the notes for today. We will do one more big discussion, which is lighting candles al Tanai. And then after that, it's really, you know, really chick-chock finishing up Reish Samach Gimel. Okay, everyone should have a great week. Hatzlacha rabba. Take care. Yes, please.
Regarding lighting, again, does every room need to have a candle inside there?
Every room that you're going to be using on Friday night, every room that you have Friday night, that you're going to be using Friday night, has to have some type of light in it on Shabbos, yeah.
The bedroom. I know the question you asked the Rav was, but you're saying, not sure if it's the same question, but let's say the bedroom, everyone wants it to be dark. So I never saw anyone light in a bedroom.
So there has to be some type of light that comes into the bedroom. Your bedroom can't be pitch black, that you're groping around in the dark.
Open the door, then it won't be so dark.
If there's light in the hallway, then you can open the door and you'll have light coming in from the hallway.
And then when I close the door.
So when it's time to go to sleep, you're allowed to go to sleep in the dark.
And then
when you wake up
before I open the door.
Don't wake up so early. I hear, but that's it's more of a value. Better than getting a good night's sleep, it's more of a value that you shouldn't be tripping and falling over things in your room.
Right.
Okay. Now, again, that's why I said this halacha. You said nobody lights candles. I'm not so sure that 150 years ago, they didn't light a candle in their bedroom. Now you might say, but how'd they fall asleep? Candles go out eventually. You don't have to put so much oil in. It doesn't need to be lit at 2 o'clock in the morning. It needs to be lit in the bedroom when you get back to the room. When you get back to the room and you need to, you know, be misader your things and get ready for bed. And so that's when you need light. So I imagine they probably did light candles in their room. I mean, there are these halachos, about husband and wife, about the candle in the room. They talk about that. There's a whole diyun on Yom Kippur. Should you light a candle in your bedroom on Yom Kippur? Should you? Shouldn't you? Well, who's lighting candles in their bedroom? You see that they did light candles in their bedroom. I imagine if you have kids, for sure you're going to light a candle in their bedroom Friday night. It's not necessarily going to have it go all night, but you're going to have it a little bit so that when they get back, they're not scared. You can read them a story, put them to sleep. So again, nowadays we don't need that because we have Shabbos lamps and we have lights coming in from the bathroom. We have lights coming out from the street, lights outside. You know, my bedroom here in Ramat Beit Shemesh is very light if I don't close the tree sim because we've got street lights right outside. very light in my room unless I close the trisim.
And what's the shear that has to be? Let's say the room is dark, but I leave in the hall the light on. So if the hall shines in a bit, so what's the?
I think it has the goal here again, as opposed to the Shabbos meal, where the goal is lots of illumination because it makes it a kavodik meal.
Right.
When it comes to the bedroom or the other rooms of the house, it's shelo yikashal be'etzu be'evim. So it has to be
that's the shit.
It has to be enough light that you're not going to trip over things, which, you know, our eyes, as you know, our eyes get accustomed to the dark pretty quickly. You really only need a little bit of light in order to, you know, you don't have to sit there counting coins. You have to not trip on stones. So you have to have a little bit of light so that you're able to see. Yeah. Which again, with the modern day electricity, you have that in most situations.
Also, someone asked before about why can't you get hanaf from the neiros after you light it? Well, why, the Mishnah Berurah also says that it's considered a bracha of atol if you don't have neiros arukos.
So excellent. So you're asking lemaisa if you were makabel Shabbat, meaning if you weren't makabel Shabbat, if you lit early, so then I hear. But you're saying
the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is the tzorach lius haneiros arukim sheidluku ad sheyavoi lebeisim balayla. Or belavach, you have a bracha levatola. Why bracha levatola? When I light, I'll be there for 5 minutes. So,
in Echanami, I think that if you stay, now the question is, you have to stay in. This is a little bit of a question of how long do you have to stay for. If you were Mekabel Shabbos, so then maybe you're done. You were Mekabel Shabbos, you got enough from the light, and that's it. But if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, then you probably have to stay until it's actually formally Shabbos. But the Maisa, we hold that the woman generally is Mekabel Shabbos.
Exactly. She's Mekabel it when she does it. So if she's Mekabel when she does it, she can just stay there for, say, the tefillah. How long do you have to, what's called to the nana? I have to eat there? You have to be there? What's the hanaf?
There's a debate.
There's a tefillah of a minute.
In Sifkat and Lamed that you were just quoting from, I think, so that's talking about a situation, right? Shulchan Aruch there is talking about You're saying, why is it a bracha levatol? Lemaisa, you need the light to still be lit because you need the light when you get back at night. That's the whole purpose of why you were lighting. You were lighting in order so that there would still be light there. Right? That's why you were lighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need the light there, but why does he call it a bracha levatol?
Maybe like you said before, that maybe you just made a bracha and you left. But it's pretty strange to say that's what happened.
Right.
Isn't there such a thing that you have to actually eat next to the neiros?
There's a discussion. Some poskim say that when you come back at night, eat at somebody's house, you light at your own house, you eat out. Then you come back, you should have a piece of cake next to the candles. There are people who...
Yes, maybe that's what he's saying. That
right.
Once she lights, she's not able to eat, to do anything. So...
No, but I've definitely heard psukim, and I've definitely seen by people that they light, they wait until Shkia, they get Hana after Shkia, and then they go. So the question is, why do they have to wait till Shkia? If they were Mekabel Shabbos before that, why do they have to wait for Shkia?
Maybe because that's what you were saying early on, because there's an Indian Dafka.
Dafka at night, right?
At night.
Sure. Right. I'm not sure. I hear.
Also, you mentioned about eating out in someone's house. You said that they don't have to sleep there. If they want to be soymech on the person they're going to, and they want to be soymech on their hadlaka, then they only need to be eating there. They don't have to actually sleep there. Is that correct?
Right. But when they go back to their house, they have to have light in their house. So if you're in the olden days, you would have needed to anyway light candles with extra oil. So that way when you get back, there's still light in your house. And you would make a bracha on that because the rooms of your house need light. But nowadays with electricity, it's not so pasha that you would need to light in your house.
And so it's different with the bracha and someone that's married.
But we do. The minhag is that the women still light with a bracha.
Right, but if it was
a bracha,
someone who wasn't married, the bracha, then what? Then he's... He's so mecham completely.
So mecham where he's eating. The Chazon Ish says, the Chazon Ish writes, yeah, that he should make, I think the Dirshu brings from the Chazon Ish, that he should make a bracha in his dorm room. Light in his dorm room and make a bracha. But I don't think anyone else holds that.
Okay, and let's not go to the Chazon Ish. And then according to, if you're married, then you should light at home as normal.
Again, more mitzad ha-minog than ikar halacha. But yes.
You're making a bracha.
Yeah, you make a bracha. Even though, as we said, it's not so pasha because you already have electric lights on in your house.
Right.
But that's what we do. And that's why some poskim say, but when you get back at night, have a piece of cake with your wife by the candles just so that it's not, you know, just to save maybe from a bracha levatala, because why'd you make a bracha on that lighting? So at least have a piece of cake when you get back.
Right. One last thing I'll ask. When the woman lights, so even the kids, no one's nigra after the woman. If the man lights, is everyone else in the household schlepped after him?
When the husband lights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Husband can also be motzi everybody.
No, I'm saying if he lights, do they have to stop doing malacha when he lights?
Oh, no, only him. Only him.
Because you mentioned when she lights, then it doesn't affect the kids. It doesn't affect the husband.
The truth is, we assume that when a husband lights, he's not Mekabel Shabbos when he lights. Only the woman. When a husband lights, he's not Mekabel Shabbos.
If he would be, would his wife also have to be Mekabel Shabbos at that time?
If the husband is Mekabel Shabbos at that point?
Yeah. So let's say that the man does the same process as the woman. He's
Mekabel Shabbos. This is a good question. The Rav of Jalovsky actually gave shir about this a little bit over Shabbos. Is a Kabbalah of a husband chal on his wife? Like if the husband, we already spoke about it. If the husband,
no, we already spoke about it. That was Rav Sternbach.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. He didn't quote Rav Sternbach. I emailed him after Shabbos and told him about the Rav Sternbach. But that's what he was discussing. If the husband's Kabbalah is Mechayev his wife in the Kabbalah as well. But okay, so that we saw it. That's a discussion already. What's very interesting that because I ended up speaking to him about the sugya, which he told me, was that sometimes you have a wife who's, let's say she has a baby, she's in the hospital for Shabbos, the husband lights at home. It's not so posh that the wife should be lighting at all in the hospital. She was yotze with her husband. She's in a room that's already lit up, that's not even her own anyway. Why is she lighting?
She's eating there.
Okay, but there's already light. It's full of light.
There's already light in my dining room.
That was a discussion, right? That was a discussion. Some poskim said you should turn the lights back on and off because of...
The poskim said you shouldn't do it. Why would it be different to light in the...
Here again, the husband already... You're saying because of the room, because the husband already lit. But you're saying, right, because she's in a room, right here. Right here.